Whether it's Valentine's Day or any other day of the year, no matter if we're single, in a relationship, or looking for our soulmate, many of us reflect on our love life. Lakeshore Public Radio is bringing you a series on love and finding love. And for this presentation, we've talked with three top love and relationship experts about what their advice would be to someone looking for love, for someone in a relationship, and for someone going through a breakup. Ken Page is a licensed psychotherapist and the author of the best-selling book, Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. We asked Page what his advice is to people who want to be in a relationship but are still looking.
What I would want to say is something that I also say in my book, Deeper Dating. No matter what you've been told, your search for love is not a race against time. It's not a search for a needle in a haystack. It's an intimacy journey. And every step you take on that journey will move you closer to the love you seek. If you're learning more about how to love, if you're learning more about ways in which you keep love at a distance in your life and ways that you could let it in, then you're moving closer to love.
Appreciating and valuing yourself for who you really are and only accepting others who treat you the same is the major tipping point into finding the one, according to Page.
The more you embrace the love you have, the more you embrace who you are and only look for people that appreciate and value you for who you are, the more your search for love is going to change and the closer you're going to come to the relationship you seek.
How do you only accept the people who love you for you?
Well, I think the great place to start with that is with the people in your life who love you for who you are already.
Think about the people who love you, flaws and all, and who are loyal. Page says those are the relationships to look for your life. And the people who do that are the ones who should get you.
When you start looking for just that kind of person in your dating life, not just the hottie, not just the sexy person, not just the person who turns you on, but the person with those kind of qualities, that's when you're going to be on your path to happiness and your path to finding real love.
Love and relationship expert Ariel Ford is a worldwide best-selling author of 10 books on intimacy and relationships. Most recently, Turn Your Mate Into Your Soulmate, A Practical Guide to Happily Ever After. What is the best advice you would give to people who are in a relationship?
I would say to learn the skill of wabi-sabi love. And wabi-sabi is an ancient Japanese aesthetic that seeks to find the beauty and perfection in imperfection. And since all of us are imperfect beings, it's about learning to really love and respect yourself and your partner and give each other a lot of space for just being human.
Ford says love is devotion, commitment. It's a practice.
You know, it's a verb. So that's where people have to get to, because there will be days when you're with your soulmate when you don't even like them, let alone feel like you love them. And yet, as mature adults, we choose to act lovingly.
Catherine Woodward Thomas is the New York Times bestselling author of Conscious Uncoupling and Calling in the One, 7 Weeks to Attract the Love of Your Life. What would you say then to people who are newly broken up, but maybe they don't want to be broken up, or maybe they're still in terrible pain? Does the pain from a lost love ever go away if someone broke up with you?
It's an underrated trauma when someone that you love rejects you. In fact, studies show that the brain going through a breakup demonstrates the same chemistry as if you're undergoing the death of a loved one. It's very hard on the heart, and our bodies get flooded with fight or flight hormones when we lose someone that we love. And ironically, nature has so designed us to stay bonded with each other because, you know, we're such relational creatures. So what happens is in the brain, when someone rejects us, the same chemicals that were secreted when we were first falling in love get secreted again, and it increases our longing for the person who's leaving. So rather than allow us to do the sensible thing and kind of step back and get our own life together, what the brain does is kind of hardwire us to run after the person, because nature does not like it when we disrupt our bonds. So all of those big feelings that wash over us are normal, fight or flight. I want to attack. I want to hurt the one who's hurting me.
Woodward Thomas says she has created a program to help people get through the downtime of post-breakup so they can harness the energy inherent in their emotions for their own growth.
the first thing that you do is you want to get out of the victim position, which is really hard because usually in a breakup, there's a lot of bad feelings, not because you're crazy, but because somebody else did something hurtful or unfair. They lied, they cheated, they turned other people against you, they didn't give you adequate warning, they, you know, all of these things. And what will happen is because it's such a trauma, we will tell that story over and over and over and over and over again in our minds because we're trying to wrap ourselves around what has just happened. But the problem is that we, if we tell the story from a victimized perspective, on some level, we will never really graduate from our part in things. And there's always a role that we played. So I like to say, even if it was 97% the other person's fault, you want to be really interested and keep your focus and your attention as much as you can on that 3%.
So what does this marriage and family therapist say to someone who has just experienced a breakup?
So you really have to look and you have to see, like, what happened? Where did they get hurt? What were the decisions that they made about themselves? What were the promises like they made to themselves, like, well, I'm never going to let that happen again, right? And we want to start to actually evolve the story forward so that you can integrate the learning, you can make an amends to yourself, you can trust yourself to love even more beautifully in a more healthy, happy way moving forward because you went through this experience.
For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.
By my side, tell me.